Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. It is Monday, October 7th, 2013. I'm looking at an article in my hand from the NewYorkTimes.com, 2011, October 7th, and the title is Give Us This Day, Our Daily Senate Scolding by Jeremy W. Peters. The article begins with, the disapproval comes from angry constituents, baffled party elders, and colleagues on the other side of the Capitol. But nowhere have senators found criticism more personal or immediate than right inside their own chamber every morning when the chaplain delivers the opening prayer. Now I quote, "Save us from the madness," the chaplain, a Seventh-day Adventist former Navy Rear Admiral and collector of brightly colored bow ties named Barry C. Black, said one day last week as he warmed up into what became an epic ministerial scolding. And now I want to pause and let you hear the man in his own voice.
"Lord, lead them away from the unfortunate dialectic of us versus them as they strive to unite for the common good of this land we love. During this legislative stalemate, help our lawmakers to test all things by their conscience, seeking to do right as you give them the ability to see it. Unless you empower our lawmakers, they can see the ideal but not reach it. They can know the right but not do it. They can comprehend their duty but not perform it. We acknowledge our transgressions, our shortcomings, our smugness, our selfishness, and our pride. Deliver us from the hypocrisy of attempting to sound reasonable while being unreasonable. Remove from them that stubborn pride which imagines itself to be above and beyond criticism. Forgive them for the blunders they have committed, infusing them with the courage to admit and correct mistakes. Amen."
What are we to make of that? I mean, is that incredible? This has gone on every day for the last week when Mr. Black, who has been the Senate's official man of the cloth for 10 years, has taken one of the more rote rituals on Capitol Hill, the morning invocation, and turned it into a daily conscience check for the 100 men and women of the United States Senate. Inside the tempestuous Senate chamber where debate has degenerated into name-calling, calling the Tea Party a band of nihilists or extortionists, and the Democrats as socialists who want to force their will on the American people, Mr. Black's words managed to cut through as powerful and persuasive. During his prayer on Friday, the day after officers from the United States Capitol Police shot and killed a woman who had used her car as a battering ram, Mr. Black noted that the officers were not being paid because of the government shutdown. Then he turned his attention back to the senators. "Remove from them that stubborn pride which imagines itself to be above and beyond criticism." I really see that as quite the indictment. "Forgive them the blunders they have committed." Senator Harry Reid, the pugnacious majority leader who has called his Republican adversaries anarchists, rumps, and hostage takers, took note. As Mr. Black spoke, Mr. Reid, whose head was bowed low in prayer, broke his concentration and looked straight up at the chaplain. Following the suggestion and prayer of the Admiral Black, the majority leader, said after the invocation, seeming genuinely contrite, "I think we've all here in the Senate kind of lost the era of Robert Byrd, one of the historical giants of the Senate who prized gentility and compromise. In many ways, Mr. Black, 65 years old, is like any other employee of the federal government who is fed up with lawmakers' inability to resolve the political crisis that has kept the government closed for almost a week. He is not being paid. His Bible study classes, which he holds for senators and their staff members 4 times a week, have been canceled until further notice. He is a nonpartisan position, one of just a few in the Senate, and he prefers to leave his political leanings vague. He was chosen in 2003 by Senator Bill Frist, a Tennessee Republican who was the majority leader at the time, from a group of finalists selected by a bipartisan committee. Before that, he ministered in the Navy for nearly 30 years. Mr. Black says, "I use a biblical perspective to decide my beliefs about various issues. Let's just say I'm liberal on some and conservative on the other, but it's obvious the Bible condemns some things in a very forceful and overt way, and I would go along with that condemnation." Last year, he participated in the Hoodies on the Hill rally to draw attention to the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. In 2007, after objections from the group that did not like the idea of a Senate chaplain appearing alongside political figures, he canceled a speech he was scheduled to give at an evangelical event featuring, among others, Tony Perkins of the Conservative Focus of the Family and columnist and author Ann Coulter. Mr. Black, who is the first black Senate chaplain as well as its first Seventh-day Adventist, grew up in a public housing in Baltimore, an experience he draws on in his sermons and writings, including a 2006 autobiography entitled From the Hood to the Hill. In his role as chaplain, a position that has existed since in his role as chaplain, a position that has existed since 1789, he acts as a sounding board, spiritual advisor, and ethnic counselor to members of the Senate. When he prays each day, he said, he recites the names of all 100 senators and their spouses, reading them from a laminated index card. It is not uncommon for him to have 125 people at his Bible study gatherings or 20 to 30 senators at his weekly prayer breakfast. He officiates weddings for Senate staff members. He performs hospital visitations, and he was at the side of the senator from Hawaii in December when he died. He tries to use his proximity to the senators and the fact that for at least 1 minute every morning, he is the only voice they hear to break through on issues he feels are especially urgent. Lately, he said they seem to be paying attention. "I remember once talking about self-inflicted wounds that captured the imagination of some of our lawmakers," he said. "Remember, my prayer is the first thing they hear every day. I have the opportunity, really, to frame the day in a special way." His words lately may be pointed, but his tone is always steady and calm. "May they remember that all that is necessary for unintended catastrophic consequences is for good people to do nothing." Let me share with you that sentence one more time as we close this podcast. He says, "May they remember that all that is necessary for unintended catastrophic consequences is for good people to do nothing. Unless you empower our lawmakers," he prayed another day, "they can comprehend their duty but not perform it." The House, which has its own chaplain, liked what it heard from Mr. Black so much that it invited him to give the invocation on Friday. Mr. Black says, "I see us playing a very dangerous game," he said, as he sat at his office the other day. "It's like the showdown at the OK Corral. Who's going to blink first? So I can't help but have some of this spill over into my prayer. because you're hoping that something will get through and that cooler heads will prevail. And certainly we are praying in that regard. Not in a political leanings, but that these men and women to which we have been elected to do our business would do it. That they would do it. And that the government shutdown would come to an end, and that we would recognize that we cannot keep spending money that we don't have. I mean, surely there isn't a Christian on the planet that would disagree with that idea, is there? That we should stop spending money we don't have? That we should stop spending money we don't have? Surely there's a need to get things under control in Washington. So, therein lies a good news story. There's a chaplain in the Senate to which we may not agree with many things. We pray that he knows Jesus as his personal Savior and that he recognizes Christ as the Kurios. He clearly sees the Bible as the Word of God. And so we pray that this man would continue to have a positive and godly influence on the 100 senators who clearly need to hear from the Lord. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.